Right, podcast, Libby Purvis for January 2010. At last, someone has shown proper respect for one of the core relationships in our seafaring lives. It isn't always an easy relationship, it's full of compromise and occasionally even anger, but it remains a sacred bond, a private and individual relationship formed over years of faith, doubt and mutual adaptation. Hats off to Mr. Gelder and his YM crew for realising that someone must explore without fear this troubled yet rewarding arena. Welcome to the latest new series, Me and My Chart Table. There are plenty of facets in the relationship between skipper and boat, we know that. There's the tempestuous codependency with one's engine, the intricate quasi-parental situation with a new autopilot, which must be trained up as recommended in the Book of Deuteronomy in the way that it should go. This is the ancient bitter tension, of course, as well, suffered by those who must live chained to a temperamental jackyard topsail or an uncooperative drop keel, and of course the myriad doomed affairs and one-night stands with feckless pieces of kit like blow-up fenders and allegedly waterproof mail-order binoculars. But all the time, there is this vital relationship with the chart table. There it sits at the heart of the boat, an oasis of calm thoughtfulness. A folded Admiralty chart lies there, with its brethren stowed snugly below, titles outermost ready to grab in order of likely need. Even in the digital age, this offers quiet reassurance that past generations of surveyors and navigators are on your side in your troubled quest to get over the damn bar and round the bitch rock. Around it, at eye level, newer friends glow, discreet and unassuming. GPS, depth sounder, navtex, VHF. Not to mention SSB and sat-nav and laptop and radar, if you're that way inclined. When the boat's interior becomes a maelstrom of thrashing roller coaster, family recrimination and domestic squalor, the chart table remains a haven of scholarship, a Bodleian library of serene contemplation. You spread your elbows on it, brace yourself against the rolling, and enter into a serious world of knowledge, planning and Admiralty certainty. You can, of course, get a bit too deep into this alternative world and spend too long there ignoring the piteous bleating of the helmsman and omitting to reduce sail or make tea. But on the whole, the chart table is a haven you deserve. And over the years, boat by boat, you get it right. You graduate to one with room for charts below the lid, yet with space for your knees when you sit down, where the pencil holders don't get in the way and there's safe stowage for parallel rulers. Okay, you hardly use the parallel ruler, but some things are sacred. You varnish your table lovingly in winter, and perhaps you bite a piece of perspex cut to size so you can scribble in chinagraph without fouling your charts. However, like any perfect marriage, your relationship is forever under siege. The sacredness of the chart table in a small boat is hard to maintain. Children sit on it. Guests brace themselves while pulling on their wellies, obscuring half the Western Channel with an orange plastic buttock. People put cups of tea down on it, sometimes even bacon sandwiches. Cooks demand that for an hour each evening the holy space is covered with a checked cloth and used for the setting down of salad bowls. Crew come below with sopping wet oilskins and spread their dripping arms all over it. Children, even if not moved to declare it a fort, decide that it is the ideal place for colouring books or for the construction of an intensely complex Lego robot which cannot under any circumstances ever be moved. The chart table is cavalierly used for temporary stowage of books, gloves, hats and Jaffa cakes, so when you need the next chart you have to excavate it from a layer of dross. It is all very distressing, no wonder some skippers prefer to sleep in the quarter berth so they can keep a close eye on any invasion of the sacred space. But nothing is so distressing as the onward march of time and fashion, and the rumour that Halberg Rassi, of all noble-minded traditionalists, have produced a 30-footer with no chart table at all. The space is otherwise used on the assumption that the blithe young modern skipper merely slips a GPS into his pocket and conducts his navigational business on a screen the size of a dog biscuit wherever he happens to be. Ah, perish the thought. To paraphrase Mrs. Patrick Campbell on marriage, after the hurly-burly of the foredeck, we really need the deep, deep peace of the chart table.